Rash on the Valley's Best Rock, 105.1 The Blaze. As I get older, especially as I raise my kids, I'm hit in the face every day with the reality of the ease of life that the younger generation has over what we went through. It's not just the internet and cell phones. There are plenty of things that aren't how they used to be.
Time marches on,
but that doesn't mean we're happy about it.
Time for That's Not How It Used to Be
on the Morning Blaze.
So I took my son and his friends out to Hobbs Grove last weekend. Talk about an eye-opening experience. Three hormonal teenagers, dark rooms, and me. Well, it was scary, all right, but terror had nothing to do with the haunted forest. But it wasn't the haunted house that got me thinking. It was the ride to pick up his buddy. We get in the car, and when I ask him where his friend's house is, he shares the kid's location straight to my phone, and within seconds, GPS is telling me exactly where to go. Well, that's not how it used to be. Kids today will never know the frustration of trying to give directions to navigationally challenged parents, friends, pizza dudes. What are your cross streets? Forget that. Just get me your snap and turn your location on. Siri will find you. See, back in our day, a simple drive four neighborhoods east could result in a three-hour tour. That's right, a three-hour tour. It used to be knowing your way around town was a source of pride. Cross streets, back roads, landmarks. That's how we got around. And if your buddy was throwing a rager out in the country somewhere, you couldn't just pull up an app on your phone. You headed out full well knowing one wrong turn, and you could be living out that scene from Deliverance. You know the one. Believe me. If you've ever gotten turned around out by the river in Reedley, or Kingsburg, or Trimmer Springs, the threat was real, man. But now there's no need for a road trip navigator. Just ask Siri, or Cortana, or even Alexa has found her way into cars. And driving to a girl's house for a first date? That used to be an adventure all by itself. Oh, you live up by Bandittown? Sure, I totally know where that is. He had no idea where that was. Not only was getting there dicey, the slow walk to the door and the moment of truth when you're only about 87% sure you're actually at the right house was a thrill totally lost on today's generation. Drop me a pin? I don't think so. Head north, take a left at the second Johnny Quick, look for the old man with a snow shovel, trust me, he'll be there. Take a right, then follow the road to the house just after the green dumpster. Oh, and if you see the Ford on blocks, you've gone too far. Because that's how it used to be.